be not as the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto you. Psalm 32:9. Okay, let's look at this story of Secretariat. It's actually in the movie. Job was one of the opening scriptures given for the movie. It was a pretty godly movie, I must say. But what impressed me was the vision and the hope and the persevering to press through and having understanding according to the counsel of the Holy Spirit. These were people who referred to the Lord and prayed, and I mean the Lord Jesus Christ. Secretariat's lessons for winning the war horse. First of all, there was preparation, but in the foaling of the horse Secretariat, which was in the 60s, by the way, 1960s, he had the bloodlines. He had the bloodlines from his father and his mother of stamina, endurance, and distance. And the people that came together at the time of this story was a woman and her brother, and they were set at odds at each other about how to handle their father's estate, who had passed away. He gave the decision for the horses to the daughter and for the farm, the property, to the son. And the son wanted to sell the farm, get rid of the horses. And all these people were coming in to undercut them and not pay them the value. The manager of the farm was exploiting and taking advantage of the situation. He was very corrupt. The daughter, the young woman, came in and fired him and began looking for through her father's connections in horse racing and breeding and training, the right person to train Secretariat, that was not his original name. It was Big Red. He was a very, very big thoroughbred. He had huge withers and very, very powerful back legs, and he had an extra vertebrae at the base of his neck. And these two physical attributes gave him something that has not been done ever. And when the colt was born, he immediately stood up. And the trainer who was engaged to take him on said that he had never seen anything like that. It was unprecedented. He found a jockey. This jockey was a loser. He rode the horses too fast, so fast that in one of the races, the last race actually that he rode, the horse's heart burst. And so he was kind of off. It was very disturbing for him, and he wasn't doing any jockeying. So the trainer was retired. She engaged him. And the jockey felt that he was a loser. He destroyed his previous ride, and he was engaged, brought back into the saddle. Okay, and the young woman, had four children, yes, and her husband. And her husband was set at odds with her about taking on the training of this young foal. And their marriage was pretty rocky. She spent a lot of time away from him maintaining the ranch. And she was preparing him for 3 years. And trying to raise support, financial support, taking bets, people wanted to buy it, so on and so forth, for the three races that Secretariat was going to be engaged in. And so the foreknowledge, the prudence to see ahead to he was going to be a three-year-old thoroughbred in the triple races of the triple crowns of the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness Stakes, and the Belmont Stakes. So for 3 years, he was training, being disciplined, and many adverse circumstances came from those who were competitive and going to race horses against her and trying to, it's horse racing, it's big money, trying to undermine her, take out the possibilities of winning the big purse and the silver trophies. But she believed that he could do this. So she continued to apply herself, even when there were problems in one of the races where Secretariat, which his name became, had an abscess in his mouth and wouldn't be loosed his full power to run the race. And the horse in the first and second races, he won the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness Stakes. And the last one was the Belmont Stakes. And not before she goes in for the last, before Secretary runs the last race, the Belmont Stakes, she goes in and talks to him and says, "I've won my race. I won my family," because her family was pretty broken up over her not being there. She had teenagers. Her husband was in opposition. Her brother was against her. She said, "I won my race." She's talking to Secretary. She says, "And now you run to win your race." And this is an exhortation to us as believers in the body of Christ. We are to run to win the race and overcome every obstacle and opposition by the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit that has called us into this. This is just a little mini parable or allegory. Run to win.